colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm here on the upper deck of Sailing Yacht Black Pearl with Captain Chris Gartner. Chris, thank you so much for having us. The boat is insane, beyond what I thought she would be like in real life. Whilst I've got you for 5 minutes, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions to pick your brain. You have such vast experience as not only an operational captain, but as a build captain. But what draws you to want to be a captain of a sailing yacht as opposed to a motor yacht?
Yeah, it's the freedom of sailing, you know, getting a boat to move under wind power and not just motoring from A to B in a straight line, but trying to, you know, I compare it kind of checkers to chess, and sailing's the chess game of yachting, and it's really fun to bring everybody together on a sailboat and get a boat like this under sail moving as fast or faster than a big motor yacht.
So it's an adrenaline for you as well then, the experience of sailing.
I think if you talk to anybody who really loves to sail, and that is really what drives us, is the passion of getting something powered up by wind power.
Black Pearl is often called the most technologically advanced yacht. From your perspective, obviously there's many things, but what makes her really unique from this, your side of sort of captaining her?
For the Black Pearl, for all of us who are part of this boat, it starts with a Dyna rig. It is the second one that's ever been built in the world, but this one is really the supercharged one. It's 25% bigger than the last Dyna rig. It performs really well, but then there's so many other systems that have been incorporated into this boat, generating while we're under sail, the battery power that we have on board, incorporating all the drive systems into one. And it's just another level of what boats should be, both sail and motor yachts.
Agreed, she is very special. What are the biggest challenges of operating a sailing yacht of this size?
The biggest challenges of operating about this size is the cleaning.
There is a lot of cleaning.
There's a lot of cleaning in it. There's
your
not that many.
Probably agree with you. Yeah. I'd imagine.
I think the biggest challenge of operating a boat this size is just like any boat. It's organizing the crew and making sure everybody works together. I think we have a big advantage because everybody who works on this boat is also very proud to be a part of it, and that's a huge motivational factor. And so we're lucky, you know, people love to work on the Black Pearl.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel as if the team are very proud and passionate also about the boat, but not just about being at sea as yacht crew.
Yeah, it's all about being up here, and we can incorporate people in sailing. And it's just a huge power. It attracts good people, and we sail hard and we have fun, and we work very hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. But what an experience getting to sail on her and being part of a team who are all as excited as each other about it.
For sure. And, you know, some of the challenges you wanted to know, I think one of the big challenges is just maintenance. You know, we have a big boat. We have to try to keep it clean, operational, keeping the safety gear and everything up. Routine maintenance up to spec, but the rigs, you know, there is a lot of maintenance up there, a lot of moving parts, and then the crew, they have to work 72 meters above water, and so it's not such an easy job. Big challenges for all of us to keep the boat just looking great, operational, and safe.
What is a destination you've visited as a captain that is most memorable? And are there any destinations that you haven't visited yet that you'd love to, especially on this particular boat?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a lot of places in the world. I still haven't been to the poles, and that's something I really want to do. But in my career, I've circumnavigated a couple of times. I've spent almost 6.5 years in the Pacific Basin, and we discovered everything. The family I worked for just wanted to go to the far off places where no one else was. So I gained a lot of experience going there, and that's really where I want to take this boat, doing the trade wind, blue water sails to beautiful places, you know, Tuamotu, French Polynesia, Marshall Islands, Central sort of Pacific, Kiribati Group. Those are places that no one really goes to that yeah. offer some of the best cruising in the world. So, and of course, Asia, you know, it'd be great to go to Japan. It'd be really cool to go to China and up yeah. the Kamchatka coastline into Russia, but we'll wait and see.
Oh, so there's a few on your bucket list to tick off then.
A lot of places on my bucket yeah. list, and just anywhere. This boat's been across the Caribbean several times now, all throughout the Med. We've done the Baltic, which was really cool, but we need to go to a lot more places. So yeah. South Pacific, Indian, Americas, it'd be great. So.
Well, hopefully in the coming year you will be, because it sounds like you're going to be very busy.
Yeah, we're a charter boat now, yeah. and we are chartering, and we're very excited to do it. And yeah, we've done the first charter successfully, and already people are signing up for repeats, and we have a lot of people who are wanting to use the boat.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. We love to share the Black Pearl with cool people.
Perfect. Thank you.